Hello, and welcome to the episode The Hunter and His Dogs. In this episode, we listen to Dr. Sandra Voss speak about the constellations Orion and his hunting dogs, Canis Major, Canis Minor. The Orion constellation is extremely recognisable, especially throughout the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. And whilst it's not a circumpolar constellation, it's definitely worthy of taking time to view on a clear night, as it shows a fine example of stellar creation within its mythical belt. Find out exactly how to locate these constellations, and you will enjoy the myth behind it, I'm sure. Enjoy listening. Hello, and welcome to The Hunter and His Dogs. Who is the hunter? Where do we look for him and his hunting dogs? The hunter refers to the constellation of Orion, and he is actually being followed across the night sky by Canis Major, the big dog, and Canis Minor, the little dog. So there we have the hunter and his dogs. Here in Hurstmonceux, Sussex, we're at a latitude of about 51 degrees north, and we don't see these three constellations all the year round. In fact, the waist of the hunter is pretty much on the celestial equator. What does that mean? Just think of the equator of the Earth and project it onto the night sky. Now, the night sky is the celestial sphere. And so, Earth's equator, projected onto the celestial sphere, is the celestial equator. And because the celestial equator runs through Orion, some of the stars are in the north celestial hemisphere, and some are in the south celestial hemisphere. At 51 degrees north, we can see all of the stars in the northern celestial hemisphere over the course of a year, and some of the stars in the southern celestial hemisphere down to 39 degrees south. The lower stars in Orion are southern hemisphere stars, down to about 11 degrees south, and therefore we're able to see the whole of the constellation. But we can only see these stars in the winter night sky. The reason why we can only see these stars in the winter night sky is because of their position on the celestial sphere. In the summer, they are on the daytime side of Earth, so we can't see them because the sun is out, washes out these stars. In the winter, they are on the nighttime side of Earth, so we're able to see them in all their glory. You need to look towards the south to see Orion. It rises above the eastern horizon, appears to travel west, and sets below the western horizon over the period of the night, of course, as the Earth spins on its axis. These aren't actually moving across the night sky. It's because the Earth is spinning on its axis that we see them appear to move from left to right. The constellation is at its highest in the night sky when directly due south. And the best time to look really is January to March. However, you can see it before January and after March. In fact, it's directly due south at midnight by mid-December. In comparison, it's directly due south at 9 p.m. at the end of January. So a little bit more of a convenient time for most people to see it at its highest point. So what are we looking for? It's arguably one of the most recognisable constellations, and many people know the Belt of Orion. It's huge, once seen, never forgotten. You are looking for an egg timer shape, a giant egg timer shape in the sky. The three stars that form the pinched out bit of the egg timer are easily recognised. These are the three stars that make up the Belt of Orion. Now, just hanging underneath the Belt of Orion is Orion's sword. Now, within Orion's sword, there is a fabulous deep sky object called the Orion Nebula, or M42, meaning Messier Object 42. And you can sometimes make out a very faint smudge on a very clear moonless night without even looking through binoculars. It's a great big gas cloud, huge, massive stellar nursery where stars are being born all the time. The bottom right of the egg timer is called Rigel and is the brightest star in the constellation. In fact, it's the seventh brightest star in our night sky. It's derived from an Arabic name meaning the left leg or foot of Jauza. Jauza was a proper name for Orion. The top left star is called Betelgeuse, but most people call it Betelgeuse. It is the second brightest star in the constellation, and if you look closely, it looks a little reddish orange colour. Don't worry if you can't see the colour, some people do find it quite difficult to actually see colours in the night sky, especially as the cells in your eye that can see colour don't respond to dim light. Betelgeuse is a super red giant star that is much cooler than our sun and is nearing the end of its life. Or has it already gone? It is 640 light years away, meaning it takes light 640 years to reach our eye after leaving the surface of Betelgeuse. So it may already have reached the end of its life and isn't actually there at all. The three stars of the belt are great signposts in the sky, and if you draw an imaginary line from the right to the left, it points to the brightest star in our sky, Sirius, or the dog star. And Sirius is quite close to us in astronomical terms. This is why it is so bright. We talked about Betelgeuse being 640 light years away. Well, Sirius is about 8.4 light years away. And because it's so close, and the fact that it's twice as big as our sun and 25 times brighter than our sun, this is the reason why it is such a bright star in our sky. It is a beautiful star to look at, especially when it's just coming over the eastern horizon and it twinkles with all the colours of the rainbow. Sirius is in the constellation of Canis Major, the first of Orion's two hunting dogs, Canis Major being the greater dog. Depending on what images you find of Canis Major, Sirius is either the dog's nose or a jewel on its collar. The dog appears to be standing on his hind legs, and the hind legs graze the horizon as the constellation appears to move across the night sky. Finding Canis Minor shouldn't be too difficult if you've spotted Sirius, which is not difficult, and if you spotted Betelgeuse. So take the star Betelgeuse as the top right of a triangle, use Sirius as the bottom point, and then complete the triangle at the top left with the bright star Procyon, which is actually the only star of note in the constellation of Canis Minor, the little dog. It is sometimes known as a lone star constellation. It doesn't resemble a dog in any way, shape or form. It does, however, make up the winter triangle of Orion and his two hunting dogs. The mythology behind the hunter and his dogs is really more to do with Orion. The dogs belonged to Orion and therefore follow him loyally across the sky. There's also a little constellation underneath Orion's feet called Lepus the Hare, and they appear to chase the hare across the sky as well as follow Orion. There are many, many different versions of the mythology of Orion, whether it's his birth or his death. But I'm going to choose just one of them. And he's supposed to be the son of Poseidon. And one story tells of his tragic life and an eventual death after being stung by a scorpion. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a different one. Another follows on again from his tragic life to him falling in love with Artemis. And Artemis is the daughter of the supreme deity Zeus. Artemis had a brother, Apollo, and Apollo disapproved of the love affair and sent a scorpion to kill Orion. To get away from the scorpion, Orion dived into the sea. Apollo, at the time, was standing on the shore with Artemis and saw his chance. Artemis was a fine huntress, and Apollo challenged his sister to try and hit the object that was in the sea a long way away. She took on the challenge, aimed, loosed her arrow, and it hit the object. And when she went to retrieve her prize, she realised it was her lover Orion, and she wept and wept and wept and pleaded her father, Zeus, to restore him to life. But he refused, but did set him in the heavens among the stars to be followed by his dogs and to be as far away from the scorpion as possible. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this story. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of The Hunter and His Dogs. You can find out more about the Observatory Science Centre at www.the-observatory.org. Thank you for listening.